You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Welcome back, everyone, to the channel. Tonight's horrifying tale is about this guy who inherits some land from his grandfather's property, only to find out some horrific things still lie there. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this, and let's get spooky. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. My grandfather died while shaving. I always wondered how far he had gotten into the process. He collapsed and suffered a severe concussion on the sink. The head injury did not end at all, as he was amidst an already fatal heart attack. The day before the funeral, his widow, Cameron, asked me to step into a room in the main foyer of his manor. I never realized how wealthy Grandpa was until I saw his home. The place had creeks, shrubbery mazes, and levels. Rumor had it that he was a savvy investor, although into what was a mystery to me for years. I found out he had been an early financer of a cigar company that had peaked in sales 2 decades prior. He had managed to get out of the market before it collapsed. Cameron and I sat down in a room with an oval oak table that looked out at a lake. She reached into her pocket and unfolded a map with a circle drawn in red marker around the top of the left corner. "We need to talk about your inheritance," she said. "I am the executor. I have all the appropriate documents to back up my claims here today should you have any questions. James always thought you had potential, but he was afraid. He did not want to ruin any legacy that you may have given you too much. He did not want to spoil you before you could make something of yourself. Based on what I've heard about the construction company you run, you're doing fine. When I die, this house is going to your sister. I'm sorry to say that you were not in line to take this piece of the property or any of its belongings. He did give you land, though." I blinked. "Is it the golf course out back?" "No. He recalled with a fondness how, when you were younger, you would play with your best friend. I cannot recall her name. In the desolation wilderness of the mountains. He said you built a fort out there the two of you loved. He purchased it out of pure sentimentality and gave it to you. He wanted to reward you with something you could build on. It's fenced off, so you should not have any problems finding it with these printed coordinates." I gave a nod and placed the map in my shirt pocket. "One last question," I said before we exited the room. "May I ask what my parents have gotten?" "Yes, his board game collection."
"I see. How many of those did he own?"
"One." The next few days passed in a blur. The memorial was as lavish as it could get. An entire banquet team fed us. A full-fledged orchestra belted out Tchaikovsky. His coffin lowered into the ground with his favorite classical music surrounding him. Later that night, in my hotel room, I sat with a bottle of Bushmill on the nightstand. I found myself growing resentful.
My sister had gotten a house worth millions of dollars, whereas I'm handed a patch of dirt? I would have to sink money and labor into making it something valuable. My childhood images of playing in that area were not as strong as my other reminiscence. They became eclipsed by the yelling from my parents when I got back home. They interrogated me about where I had been. Dad particularly took issue with me not giving my whereabouts. He threatened to let the dog urinate in my bed and stated he would make me sleep in it. I could bring back the times when Adeline and I had built a makeshift house out of tree branches. We had strung them together with fabric we cut from our backpacks. Adeline would die in a car accident on Interstate 80 when she was 20 years old. I repressed my emotions towards those times. I could not remember if I enjoyed those outdoor adventures. They may have been chores completed to feel less alone. I called Cameron the next day and asked her if she knew what the lot was worth. "I do," she said. "It's priceless." The barrier around the woodland I was now the sole proprietor of seemed new. Harsh weather had not yet tainted it. There was not any gratuitous graffiti or warped entry points from trespassers. The wall was not made of chainmetal, but obsidian. This left me scratching my head. How much it must have cost to export, let alone have a group of laborers put that much time into it, left me astonished. I had stalled on visiting the place. I could not quite place why I made this deliberate procrastination. I had this undesirable feeling to not let my presence be known there. Cameron had mailed me a key, and it was an older rusted style key, like it may have once belonged to a P.O. box from the 70s. I searched around the perimeter for the front door. I came across a very narrow door with two indentations on either side of it. There were symbols on either side of the threshold. They resembled a country's flag with squared shapes, angled lines and unrecognizable emblems decorating them. I turned the key and stepped into the acreage which now belonged to me. My boots crunched on gray and yellowed leaves. I made my way past an entangled and knotted mess of pines overlapped by time and nature. There was no trail, nor any walkways, only small clearings. I stepped onto shrubs torn apart by the wind. It only took me 10 minutes of exploration to find the fort Adeline and I had built. It stood there, thinner than I remembered. Its wooden structure was so much frailer than back then. What we had manifested with our hands now had a blanket of moss around it. The shape of it went from a dome-like space of sturdiness into our youth to a horizontal edifice ready to buckle. I peered into the only fissure one could slide their body through, shone a pen light in, and saw a man there. He was asleep in a fetal position. What was the most uncanny of all was how there was a symbol surrounding him, outlined in red chalk or dust. The illusion was identical to what I had seen on the trees in the first passage. The man woke up and stared at me. He gave me an awkward smile rather than a threatening one, which perturbed me even further. "You can't be here," I said. "This is my land. Don't make me call the police."
He's out there.
Who are you talking about?
A hunter. He doesn't prey on deer. He searches for people like you and me.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
After another advisement, the man left. I agreed to give him time to pack up his belongings. In reality, I did not have any weapons on me, but I kept my hand on my waistband to make him think that I was carrying. Once he was past the gate, I had breathed a deep sigh of relief and looked around once again at the place. I went back into the fort and destroyed the crimson sign by blowing on the lines of dust until they scattered. I went to my hotel room that night, which was only 4 miles away from my piece of acreage. I planned on revisiting it in the morning. Chronic insomnia befell me. I tossed and turned, even with the desperate elixir of a highball whiskey to try to get me to pass out. By the time dawn arrived, I decided to go back to the fort. This time, I brought a large knife. I noticed something burning an unnatural color through the pines. I ducked down and inched closer to it. I hoped it was a flashlight used by early rising hitchhikers. What I saw left me in a state of shock. He stood 100 feet away and carried a rifle slung over his front. The man stood the same height as me. The outfit he wore was unlike anything I would ever expected from someone in the woods. His suit had tubes wrapped around it, each one emanating the same verdant ting. Even the clouds in the distance behind him possessed a hue of greenish effervescence. A helmet covered his face. It was not the circular type of head protection for motorcyclists, but square-shaped. The mouth of a strange bar of emerald neon. He saw me. A sense of unrelenting terror overcame me. For a second, I would have sworn I saw his elbow lift a bit. It was as if he was about to aim at me. He second-guessed the action. He then sprinted in the opposite direction before I could take a picture. Later in the day, I walked up to a steep incline lined with bark fragments and rocks. I saw some lights in the distance and followed them. I found a small community with rows of cabins overlooking the lake. A pier sat isolated by the water. There were gift shops closed for business. I laid eyes on a hotel that was 2 floors and had 8 windows altogether. I walked into the lobby. An old man met my gaze and stood up.
"Do you have a reservation?"
I told him I did not. I made it clear I was only passing through, and that I had a few questions about the area if he did not mind answering them. He seemed reluctant. I smelled of sweat. I inquired about the best bait and tackle shops. I questioned him about which real estate companies owned the regional properties. Finally, I asked him what I wanted all along. "Are there people who like to play dress-up out in the woods? I know it may sound silly, but I know nowadays people like to do live-action role-playing and things like that."
"What is that?"
"Nothing to worry about. I'm new to this area is all. I did live here before. I was super young the first time around, and it wasn't year-round. Back when it was only to visit my grandfather. My folks retired here. They live only a 30 minutes away to this day. I'm wondering if the hunters around here have a specific dress code, one that makes them seem a little weird even." The senior's eyes grew wide.
Well,
he said as he put a wad of chew into the side of his mouth.
There have been sightings of an unusual man. The police are looking for him, last I heard. Rumors are that people have gone missing, but the local papers won't report on it. I don't know if there's a connection. May I ask, what did you do before coming here?
I was a salesman of sorts.
You may want to go back to that.
By the time I got back to my land, the sun fell. I approached my fort. I had the craziest of yearnings, one I could not believe I had felt for a moment. I wanted to sleep in it. Something about the idea was more than nostalgic. It was the kind of comfort I needed. It would be a strange trip down memory lane. It would take me back to those nights when my best friend and I would sneak out and not return home until daybreak. I remember the Drifter. I shone my light on the place I planned to slumber, and it seemed free of litter, stains, or any kind of man-made pollution. I laid down on it. I ran my fingers through the blades of grass. It occurred to me that they did not feel like they had sprung from the earth. It felt like confetti, plastic, and Monopoly money stuck in the ground. I sat up and clawed my fingers into the far edge between the makeshift wall and the turf. I grabbed a chunk of the corner and yanked. I managed to roll a piece of the artificial earth, like the set design of a stage play. It was a carpet, made to look like nature. It was nothing more than an artificial and superficial landscape. What it revealed was a flat door. I retrieved my key and put it into the lock. It opened. I saw a wooden ladder there, splintered and uneven. I used my flashlight to try and see what was down there, and all I could see was another patch of dry dirt. I climbed down. The first thing I saw in the right corner was the same suit I had seen the man wearing the day before. Every bit as futuristic as my first impression, only this time it was not lit up. Someone folded the outfit and placed it there in a meticulous manner. It had a cord that hooked up to an electrical plug tower. I turned around, staring at the wall, and felt my legs weaken. A desk was there with many items on it. I saw identification cards, pieces of jewelry, and articles of clothing. There were ropes, handcuffs, blindfolds, mace, and photographs of the most horrifying nature. What were once human beings now existed as photographic depictions of butchery. At the bottom of the stack, I found one of a man posing next to the bodies. He had a cruel and mocking face, as though he delighted in the carnage. I recognized him. He was my father.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.